kids who go to Seattle Public Schools can expect different start times when they return in the fall. As KUOW's Angela Nee Nguyen reports, that kind of change takes money.
$2.3 million. That's how much City Council approved to go toward this effort in yesterday's unanimous vote. Parents like Justin Calm testified earlier this week on why they support the change. The Department of Transportation is providing the money to pay for school buses, drivers, and fuel. Calm says the current schedule makes it harder for some working parents to get their kids to school on time.
The children who have the least learning resources outside of school are the ones who are going to suffer the most from not being in school when they need to be in school. Also, the parents who are least able to have flexible work schedules, they're the ones who are going to have the hardest time finding before and after school care for their children.
There are currently 3 scheduled start times across these K-12 schools. The switch to 2 will go into effect next school year. I'm Angela Nee Nguyen, KUOW News.